The Chiefs Kingdom knows him now as the Sausage, Anthony Sherman, Chiefs fullback, who last year was listed as ProFootballFocus.com's best fullback in the entire National Football League. Now, the fullback has a unique role in Andy Reid's offensive system. So, Ken, I have to ask, with Sherman, how many different things did he do to help this team last year?
Well, Mitch, he was productive in all phases of the game. Special teams, he was a key performer. He caught the ball out of the backfield, and he paved the way for Jamaal Charles and some of his best runs in 2013.
Here against the Colts in Week 16, the Chiefs are facing an eight-man front, with the Colts linebackers creeping towards the line of scrimmage before the play. The Chiefs are going to run a basic stretch play, and Jamaal will follow Sherman into the hole. As the play develops, this linebacker will recognize run and crash to the line of scrimmage, but unfortunately for him, he meets Sherman head-on instead. Sherman seals him off from the play, and Jamaal skirts by untouched, evaporating the bad angle taken by the safety.
Handoff, lead play, right, Charles, 30 at the 25, skipped off the tackle, 15, outruns the secondary, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City!
Here you go, 2-5, here you go, baby!
Here again in Week 1, the Chiefs have just intercepted Blaine Gabbert deep in Jacksonville territory. Already up 7-2 early on, a big play on first down here would go a long way in crushing the spirit of the Jaguars' defense. Here, the Chiefs will set up a counter play to the near side. As the ball is snapped, the Chiefs' offense will fake right, causing the linebackers to move out of position. The success of the play is dependent on Anthony Sherman getting this block here, sealing the outside linebacker from Jamaal's backside cut. As the play begins, Sherman gets into perfect position and delivers a textbook block on the linebacker, and Jamaal goes untouched to the second level.
An 18-yard sprint draw by Jamaal Charles.
Mitch, that's some good old-fashioned smash-mouth football and really brings to light how important Anthony Sherman is to the Chiefs' offense.
Whether old-fashioned or new-fashioned, one thing that was apparent, especially in last year's 9-0 start, was the Chiefs' ability to close games out with the running game. So what role did Anthony Sherman play in sealing the deal?
Well, Mitch, Week 2, Dallas, perfect example.
The Cowboys are down by one, hoping for a stop on defense with under 4 minutes left. The Chiefs had a difficult time running the ball consistently throughout the game, but they needed to run the clock down here. On first down, the Chiefs line up with two tight ends in an I formation. On the snap, the guard will pull to the outside, opening up a lane for Sherman to lead the way for Jamaal. Sherman takes on the outside linebacker 3 yards downfield, busting open a big hole outside for a first down.
Great blocking in front of him on that right side. It started with Fasano. Sherman got a nice cut block, then Bo got a downfield block.
Here again in Week 9 against Buffalo, the Chiefs are up by a touchdown and chewing up clock late in the game. Buffalo needs a stop. They bring 5 men to the line of scrimmage and blitz another linebacker up the middle. This means that if the Chiefs break through the line of scrimmage, Anthony Sherman will be matched up one-on-one with a linebacker, a matchup that Sherman usually wins. That proved to be the case here as he sticks the linebacker with a little help from Jeff Allen, and Jamaal pops to the outside, keeping the clock moving for a big first down.
That's a great piece of blocking from Anthony Sherman and something that you saw week in, week out. They almost seemed to get stronger as the games wore on.
Yeah, it was fun to watch those videos. Now, we all know the Chiefs had the most explosive running back in all of football with Jamaal Charles. Couple that with a hard-hitting fullback like Anthony Sherman, it's exciting to see what the running game can do for the Chiefs in 2014.